Ministers will push for a partial easing of COVID-19 restrictions next week, which could see vaccination passports remaining in place as a requirement for entering venues and premises. So the Irish Times reports in its lead story. The Irish Independent agrees that the continuing use of digital COVID certificates is on the table as the virus continues to spread at what the paper calls an alarming rate. The government is scrambling to find ways to stop the surge in cases and hospitalizations while avoiding a return to restrictions on society, the paper says. The hospital system is struggling to cope, says the Irish Daily Mail. The paper quotes a member of the National Public Health Emergency Team, Dr. Mary Favier, as saying, "This is déjà vu. It's all about hospital capacity. There must be something in our behaviour, how we're acting." The Irish Examiner leads with a warning from MABS, the Money Advice and Budgeting Service. Households face a potential emergency this winter, trying to heat their homes as energy prices soar, it says. But lower insurance premiums are hinted at in The Independent. Charlie Weston reports that there is pressure on the insurance companies following the news that the average injury award paid out by the state's assessment board has dropped by 40% in the 5 months after the introduction of new injuries guidelines. The Examiner has a front page report on a High Court case brought by two women who claimed to have injured their ankles as they got out of a basket swing in a children's playground on two separate occasions in Newcastle, County Tipperary. Mr Justice Michael Toomey found there was no negligence or breach of duty by Tipperary County Council, and he dismissed both cases, saying that common sense would tell any adult they should not use a swing designed for use by children. The Irish Daily Mirror has an interview with the singer Brian Kennedy, who spoke about the quadruple bypass operation he underwent at St James's Hospital in Dublin after he suffered cardiac failure. In a column in The Times, Anne Harris expresses criticism of the writer Sally Rooney for her decision not to sell translation rights on her latest novel to the Israeli publishing house Modan. Rooney's actions prompt four letters to The Times. Three support her stance, the fourth is cryptic and very short. Jonathan Baum of Black Rock, County Dublin, writes, "Hebrew readers don't know how lucky they are." The Northern Ireland Protocol is still front page news. A new deal on the protocol is on the EU's Christmas list, says the Irish News, following the comments by the union's lead negotiator, Maros Shevchevich. "The next few weeks of negotiations are likely to be quiet," writes Dennis Staunton in The Times, "not least because Boris Johnson will not want a squall in the Channel to distract from his COP26 summit in Glasgow in the first half of November." In The Independent, John Downing says that the UK's glee at the so-called surrender by the EU looks decidedly premature. The version of the Daily Mail they sell in England thundered about a total climb down, he says. In fact, such coverage is usually a great help in achieving the swallowing of a tricky deal. But, he says, despite the welcome for the EU's cave-in, we are a long and doubtful way from a result on this one.